You're listening to Radio 1. That was Daisy Deju. Jerry Butler, hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
The reason Gerald's laughing is because he knows about these miles from hell that I'm doing for sport relief. Can I talk you through my day today? Can I just say what I did
Yeah,
today?
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
Okay, so I met up with a trainer called Andy, a nice guy. I'm doing these miles from hell. I'm in training. I went to Hyde Park in London. I had sparring gloves on off of Rocky. I had lycra pants on and a cod piece. And every time someone walked past, the trainer shouts, "Go on, do a Rocky." I'm in lycra. So I have to go, "Bruh, bruh." And there's just poor people just going, including a woman on the phone going, "I've never seen anything like this before. There's a man running past pretending to be Rocky Balboa in a codpiece." So that was my day. Now, I don't know any of these miles, right, that I'm doing for sport relief.
Right.
But I know that the one that doesn't speak has just kind of written them down for you. And is writing some more down right now, the things that I have to do next week.
The first one is so far the best. I don't personally know how you're going to get through these, but
really?
I'd love to tell you, but obviously I can't. But what's this last one? It's very weird because you're, I guess, the people at home, all you're hearing is
Well, but, you'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, I saw a new film today.
Okay.
Bounty Hunter.
Right.
We need to do the news, but we'll have a chat after 4:30.
All right.
Thanks for coming back in.
Oh, pleasure. You know how much I love it here. So.
Yeah. Now, you've not heard our show for a while because you've been all over the place, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I've been a travelling man.
Yeah. Where have you been?
I was mostly in LA, went over to New York for a few days, then went down to Mexico for Jennifer Aniston's birthday. it was 55 of us, by the way.
I know that, yeah.
Asked that.
Okay. No, I'm not even going to ask that question. You know what?
Right, Brazil, Carnival.
Yeah, I've asked you that question so much now.
I know.
Right, that I'm not even going to ask you it this time. Because we always ask you about you and Jennifer. You always say no. I don't even care.
Okay.
I don't even want to know now. You could say, "Scott, we're married, actually, me and Jennifer Aniston," and I'd be like, "I wouldn't care."
Look at him.
I would not care.
Never seen a man care less.
No. Do I look like I'm bothered?
You don't look bothered.
No.
The weird thing is, it's actually bothering me now that you're not asking. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not used to this. Somebody's got to ask me.
No.
Anybody?
And every time we meet...
It's really freaking you out, isn't it? You know what to say.
I'm all edgy now, you know?
Every time we meet, from now on, Jerry, I'm never going to ask you again. All right.
All right, well, we're married.
No! Okay, I'm interested again. No, I'm not. So I went to see Bounty Hunter about 2 hours ago, actually. And there's one thing that I would like to say. I'd like you to get a new shirt. Just because it's the same one all the way through, apart from the bit in the hotel. What's that about? This is a Czech shirt. You can borrow this one if you want.
I know. It did make the costume fittings an awful lot easier, but it's true. I just wore the one shirt the whole way through. Although you wouldn't actually, if you add up how many hours you normally spend doing costume fittings for various costumes, we actually spent more time to choose this one. Because I was wearing it the whole way through, so...
Oh.
You know, it was...
It was conscious?
It was conscious,
yeah. It wasn't, you just couldn't be bothered?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No.
Cool.
But, you know, as Dolly Parton used to say, it costs a lot to look this cheap. I mean, it put a lot of effort in to find a shirt that looked like...
So, tell us a bit more about the film, because obviously people haven't seen it yet. What happens? I think you and Jennifer are a good rom-com couple.
Really
good.
Rom-com couple.
Yeah.
In real life, of course, you don't care, but...
No, I don't care in real life.
I'm talking about
movies now.
I play a New York cop who's basically messed up my career, turned bounty hunter, and I'm given the job of going to arrest Jen, who's a reporter who's onto this murder case. And she's also my ex-wife, so this is the best thing that's ever happened to me because
and you
I
hate each
hate
other.
Her with a passion.
Yeah. And the thing you do to her toothbrush is not nice.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of things I do too that are not nice.
I think my ex-boyfriend did that to one of my old housemates' toothbrush, if it's the same thing. And I remember seeing him and I was like, oh, no, she's not that horrible to me.
That's not nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of not nice things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then basically it's me trying to get her back to prison whilst being chased by moneylenders that I owe money to and bent, you know, corrupt cops that are trying to kill her and you know, other journalists are trying to get onto the case. So it's kind of kind of a Midnight Express meets War of the Roses.
Do you get to wear an amazing blonde, like long blonde locks like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No.
No?
No, just that shirt.
I was imagining you with like a big long blonde hair.
No, just the shirt.
I get to just kind of look like me.
Also, I'll tell you what there is a lot of in that film, which is this noisy eating. It's on a lot. Have you noticed
and
that?
Is that mostly me?
Yeah, mostly. No, the director, obviously, I think that's supposed to be in the film.
Well, it is, but it's always a choice. And I do remember Andy Tennant and the director saying, you don't have to eat in every scene. And I said, it's important. You know, I need Doritos in this scene and I need to eat a burrito in this scene.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because there's a way to learn to eat just small amounts, put small amounts in your mouth and make it look like you're eating a lot. But I'm not very good at that. So that first day, I literally had 27 burritos that we had to eat. You know, I wouldn't finish the whole one.
The scene in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Where you're just stuffing it in.
That and I'm also pouring hot sauce.
Yes.
So I'm literally hot sauce. And then you know, kind of chowing this down. And then we'd go. And then every time you had to start with a fresh one. And I got to tell you, by the end of that day, I was so ill. But it had to be, you know, the food.
It had to be real, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's good that you two work as a rom-com couple because you did sign something for us. So do we have that? You did sign on the dotted line.
I just happened to have it here.
Last time, saying that you would actually be
in
our new
rom-com.
Do
you know what? Did you actually sign this? Or is someone else doing it?
Is that your writing?
It is you.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We were so happy when that came through.
It's been by my desk ever since.
Yeah, we put it upstairs just right next to our desk.
He doesn't speak. Can't wait till the first
day on set.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that
See,
now?
See, he promised. Yeah.
Can't wait. It
Our
clearly does say.
On a soap opera.
Can't wait till the first day on set. Which means you've said yes.
And then you've signed there, look. Big letters.
Okay, so it's like a contract. That,
yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I didn't really mean it.
It's got your face on it as well, which means it's doubly.
Definitely me.
Yeah.
Can we just go through the plot of the new film that you're going to be in?
Please.
Jennifer's in it too. So if you could persuade her. We had this conversation. Anyway, so what happens? Okay, here's some music. Jennifer Aniston plays a chemistry teacher called Miss Boskett. She's a teacher in a posh school in New York. She's a bit flustered. She's not a very strict teacher, and she is on the verge of being sacked. Do you know why that is, Jerry?
No.
Because the kids, they just run riot in her lessons. That's them there now. Now you, okay? Think about it. You are Eric McGrady, and you are a mild-mannered chemistry lab technician. That's you in the lab. Anything you want to say, Eric? In the lab?
Okay, everybody, listen up and stop making that racket.
That's that right. Okay,
I get to be Scottish, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good, it makes a change.
Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A nice change, you can be actual Scottish, which is what you're... Okay, people think you're a bit of a weirdo, though, Eric. Apart from your best friend... Artie, the janitor, who is played by Matt Damon. Now, you really fancy Miss Boskett. She's nice to you, but she doesn't know how you feel about her. Now, in her spare time, Miss Boskett is trying to help find a cure for the disease that you have. It's a fairly embarrassing disease. You have something called flatulitis. Basically... What that is your body just simply can't control the amount of gas that is expelled from it.
Right.
Okay. At any moment, you could literally just fart yourself to death. That would be it, and then you'd be dead.
There's no acting required for this, you know. There I go.
Yep. But if Miss Boskett gets fired, she can't use the chemistry lab to find the cure for your terrible, awful disease. Then... Are you still with me?
I'm still with you, yeah.
Then, one day in the lab, you knock over a jar which contains a ghost. Now, the ghost is Miss Boskett's great-grandmother who died 100 years ago in a freak, like, chemistry lesson accident. Because she was a teacher at the school as well.
Okay.
Before she blew up one day in class. She blew up. Now, obviously, this leads to lots of identity mix-ups between the real Miss Boskett and the ghost of her great-grandmother, and then you fall in love with both of them. Can you find a cure before you yourself to death? Do you like it?
I love it.
It's called Love Flatulently.
Love Flatulently.
And that's the idea. You've got to tell Jen. All right. Uh-huh. But that's it. I mean, and maybe we can record some kind of trailer with you at some point later on. But I think the farting yourself to death thing, does that sound like... I mean, you know these things. You read the scripts before you do it. Does that sound like... Sorry. That would be good.
I brought some air freshener with me.
Okay.
yeah, I mean, it's a winner. I mean, yeah. It's commercial. I mean, it's love. It's, you know...
The one with David Hasselhoff before Snakes While You Strain was a hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so. As I pointed out to you, David Hasselhoff doesn't do movies.
Well,
do
you
movies.
Say that. Yeah, you do movies, but he did do Anaconda 3.
Right, okay, you told me that, yeah. Which I still
have
don't
not seen?
Quite believe was a movie.
Do you want to borrow it? I actually do. I possess a copy on DVD. I do.
Let me borrow your Anaconda.
Seriously. 3. Okay. Seriously, the special effects are something else.
Really?
They really are. Yeah, they really are.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's provisional, yes.
I to be honest,
I know you've
it.
Got a lot going on, Jared. I know.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's struggling.
Was
so
she, yeah.
I think that she's really gonna probably want to take this role on.
Yeah,
because she'll get to play two roles as well. She gets to play her
great grandma who died in the freak Baxton explosion,
and she'll get paid twice. So
that's true. She'd love that. Okay, all right, brilliant. Well, let's talk about this off air. why don't we talk about as well? What you are going to do after you have done this interview today and how excited you are.
Oh, okay. And this just happened this morning, but I missed the game last night because I thought I could go and see Porto.
Say again. What?
Wait, he doesn't understand.
Oh, you don't understand.
No.
Okay, well, let me move on.
No. I want to know, but I just don't understand. You need to explain it really. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, okay. So
when you go Porto,
and Arsenal,
right.
So, and I missed the game. I went to the Phantom premiere, the sequel, which was very last minute. And but tonight found out that I could actually get up to the AC Milan Man United game if. Okay, and this is not how I live my life.
This is my favorite bit.
Okay, if I jump on a helicopter and fly up there with a couple of buddies, so I'm super excited. I'm filing for bankruptcy, but I'm going to do it in the morning after the helicopter ride. And
I love when you were telling us before how genuinely excited you are at getting on a helicopter. It's not like, oh yeah, I get on
a
private
I'm
jet,
a Hollywood, right? I get on it all
like,
the time.
Oh my God, I'm actually going on a helicopter. It's going to be amazing. It's me and my friends and we're going to go watch the football.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've only ever done that. I mean, I've been on a helicopter before, but for actually me to go ahead and book a helicopter and do something is... it's kind of cool. We're rushing off to a helipad and jumping up. It feels like Bond, you know? It feels like... I feel like Obama.
Yeah.
I kind of look like Obama as well, so it's you know, kind of a weird coincidence.
Oh, okay.
But and I know that he's a big Man United fan, so
yeah. Now, you've got to go very soon.
I do. I've got a football match to go to.
I love it. We were told you had other engagements, and you're just running off to get.
Yeah, I keep going to explain it. My publicist is like, shh, does it?
Yeah. No, but, like, I love it, because, like, you're still genuinely excited about getting... Like, do you have to do private jets and all that stuff all the time now?
I get to do them a little more often. I normally, you know, hitchhike onto somebody else's, or maybe, you know, the studio get it, but it's because sometimes it's actually a lot quicker, and you're doing press, you don't have time, I swear to God.
Whose jet have you hitchhiked on? Do you just stand at the end of the runway with your thumb out?
Yeah, pretty much.
And who said yes and who's turned you down? They're just like, oh no, it's him again. Fly on.
Oh God, not him again.
I see.
Have you hitched a ride with?
A sign which says like Vegas.
It's normally studio jets like Warner Brothers or Sony. Although I have to say, two nights ago at the Oscars, I had dinner with John Travolta. You know, he flies. What does he fly?
He's got his own massive plane. Like a proper commercial plane. Yeah.
He's actually, believe it or not, the director of The Bounty Hunter was a dancer in Greece.
Right.
And they're like best friends for many years. And every couple of years they take they all head off. There's like six of them and they head away. So I had a chat with John the other night and said, I want to be part of this gang.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think he's going to take us on his seven 07 or 7
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because where other people have a driveway, have you seen the aerial shots of his house?
Yes.
Like, pop, he's got a runway. His front door. Yeah. Is his plane? Well, he must just, like, flying, like.
If you zoom in, if you see that little black speck at the end of the runway with that sign, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah, that's a raid.
All right, we've got to let you go. Yeah, there's people telling me to wrap it up. So thank you very much for coming in again. I know we'll see you again soon. Thank you for being ace, as always. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Thank you.